Intelligent viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology. Today we are pleased to introduce an amphibious vehicle from Formosa, or Taiwan. This unique mode of transport is also sometimes called a duck boat, as it is at home both on land and in water, just like a duck. The first self-propelled amphibious vehicle was created by Oliver Evans of the United States in 1805. It was essentially a barge weighing 20 tons equipped with axles and wheels and driven by steam. Today's versions have evolved quite a bit from Mr. Evans' model. They are multi-purpose and used for recreation, expeditions, and search and rescue missions. Amphibious buses are popular with tourists in cities that have harbors, rivers, or lakes. With these unique vehicles, sightseers can enjoy traveling on a bus and a boat at the same time. Currently, there are over 30 harbors which offer amphibious bus tours throughout the world, including Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Singapore, Boston, USA, Amsterdam, the Netherlands, Kaohsiung, Formosa, or Taiwan, Toronto, Canada, Brisbane, Australia, and London, England. Amphibious buses are also able to carry out disaster relief work. For example, when Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans, USA in 2004, Ride the Ducks, an amphibious bus tour operator, volunteered to join the relief work and help to relocate hundreds of residents to safety. In Formosa, or Taiwan, typhoons typically occur annually, bringing heavy rainfall and serious flooding to low-lying regions. In a 2001 lecture given in Florida, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai mentioned that amphibious vehicles can carry out missions to rescue people in areas even when other modes of transport are unable to do so due to the high waters.
Because Taiwan, every year, almost every year, they have a flood problem. Because, like for example, Taipei is in the valley, you know, and all the water would go there and stay there for a while. And if without these boats, you know, no car can go. And helicopter has more limited, you see, more limited, and the boat has more chance, see. Helicopter, they cannot stay on top of the roof when the house falling or when a lot of water, but this boat can. This is invented by one of our brothers, and it's easier to operate. If you read the news, you see they use this kind of amphibious boat and car together to help a lot of people.
Many years ago, our association member from Formosa, or Taiwan, designed an amphibious vehicle specifically for rescue work during typhoons, floods, and other similar natural disasters. This outstanding machine, which now has been retired, is 8 meters in length, 2.5 meters in width, 3 meters in height, and weighs 5.5 tons. It carries up to 1 ton of weight and can go in and out of water without switching gears. It has a one-piece body designed using fiber-reinforced polymer, or FRP, fiberglass as the outer shell, which is very durable. A float box is placed inside so that it can float on water. Even if water comes into the boat, it will not sink. Due to its ingenious design, it's difficult for water to come into the bottom compartment. There is a pump aboard to expel water as well.
这一台车构想于1977年，就是民国66年的时候，那个时候我刚当兵退伍，看到那个时候我们台湾台风每年都有，那消防队员要去救灾，一个橡皮艇就4个人抬着，很辛苦又没有动力，那我看到那一种情况，那一种天气那么恶劣要去救灾，人都站不住了，要怎么救人？那我就想到说。 我有可能做一个机动性比较好的救生工具，所以说我就想要做两用的救生车辆，就是那个时候是这样子，构想下， 有机会我就慢慢着手开始在设计了。大概在10年前我们做出来的东西就算翻过来它已经不会沉了。这个就是一个安全性的一个突破。经过十几代的改良啊，设计最新的最流线型的这个马力呢，这柴油引擎马力有200匹，就是15吨卡车的引擎啊，只要有2只手就可以操作一台车子，在路上或在水里面上岸或者下水，通通2只手就可以操作，不需要动到脚了。所以说非常简单啊，油门是固定的，无段变速啊，任何人啊，只要一上去就上了驾驶椅就会坐了，就可以开了，非常简单。我们已经把它同步了，很多都很简化了，在路上可以跑到40公里，水里面可以跑到15公里。那载人标准是载20人，最高是载到35人。
We'll now take a look at some simple schematics of the vehicle for perspective on its main features.
这个有大梁，以前做的没有，现在的操作简单。这个底盘轮胎也加大了，这个底盘里面有发泡剂，船底撞破了它不会沉啊，这个是安全最好的，而且速度比以前啊双倍的快，而且安全性更高。像这个引擎放在比较高的地方，维修好散热好啊，就是比较不会泡到水，所以说这个都是最新的设计。这个水桨的设计流线都加强了，轮胎直径也加高了，它都有双水桨啊，如果一个水桨被垃圾带了或者东西缠住的话，它还有动力，它不会一下子就完全失去动力啊。这个我们这个水陆两用车，我们在练习过程，我们曾经到台南秋茂园那边海边去操演，那一天的风浪至少有6级到7级，至少浪高至少有1-2层楼高，但是我们那一天队员20几位，我们都轮流学习出海去，我们都一直浪来我们冲出去很稳，我们横得开还是很稳啊。那一天呢是浪蛮高的，天气很好，但是风浪很高。那我们的水陆两车横得开直得开通通很稳，不会翻啊，就算翻了也不会沉，这是我们的特色。
What are some of the advantages that such vehicles have over a lifeboat?When it comes to aiding people trapped in an area inundated with water?
水陆两用车它在救灾的当中呢，就是一般救援都是用橡皮艇去救援，但是橡皮艇呢，它是因为在救灾当中它会有很多障碍物会刺破那个橡皮艇的那个它装备，然后就是造成危险。而水陆两用车它是非常坚固的外壳，在救灾当中如果它有缠绕到什么绳子啊或者一些障碍物塑胶带什么的，那我们只要开到旁边去高一点的地方，就可以马上把它做障碍排除，把它清除掉，再继续做下一次的任务。
During a mission, the vehicle can go directly into the affected area alone to find those in danger. In addition, it can serve as a temporary station during a disaster for taking rest,providing medical care or distributing relief supplies. In 2001, Typhoon Nari hit Formosa or Taiwan and caused severe damage. The rescue team's spirited efforts during that challenging time marked the start of its laudable history of disaster relief work on land and water in Formosa or Taiwan.
水陆两用车哈，在我们训练过程当中然后正式纳入救灾的行列里面，大概是民国90年9月16，当时有纳莉台风。那我们接到这个汐止消防局这边的通知，然后呢过去那边协助。那当时我们的队员跟这个橡皮艇还有水陆两用车都在那边备勤。 那当时这个戏子的这个市长哈、哦，就是很希望能够安顿当时当地的民心，所以我们除了队员在当地驻勤之外，水陆两用车也在当地哈、哦、巡逻，然后绕圈，让大家知道说这个地方确实已经做好准备，让老百姓哈、哦、不要担心。那一次之后呢，整个水势雨势哈、哦、一直增大，到了晚上大概六七点的时候，整个基隆河的水势哦一直节节上升。到当天晚上的时候呢，发现已经它越过这个水道，然后已经往民房那边哈、哦、开始流窜。那这时候我们队员呢就已经橡皮艇跟水陆两用车一起就出去。那水陆两用车扮演的功能就是它是一个救人，也是一个后勤的补给，也是一个载人的工具。那当时我们的救援方式是橡皮艇它前往各地呢有需要救灾的灾情齁、哦、去把人带出来。那水陆两用车呢在后跟进，然后呢如果有人可以上船的话呢就上船。然后在上船当中的话呢，水陆两用车应该可以提供这种一个遮雨避风的地方，同时也是一个休息的地方。然后呢水陆两用车回来之后把人接驳到我们当时的一个休息站，然后呢再继续出行把人接驳再回来。在整个我们过程当中里面呢，这样的来来回回多趟，整个人员的接驳有将近80个人。那在这个救援过程当中我们获得了实际的这种救援经验。那后来百福社区之后呢，戏子这边分洪道没有完成以前，那个地方常常都会有水患，所以只要发生水患或者是做台风的时候呢，都会通知我们前往当地哈、哦、协勤，就是驻扎那里。然后这样的情况呢，已经不只是一次。
那里台风的当天救灾的时候，是碰到有一个印象比较深刻的，就是我们这个水陆两用车载着我们的弟兄。在经过那个有一个社区，水已经淹了将近快两楼。当时我们在搜救的当中呢，就是有看到有一个小小的灯光，那边隐隐约约的，然后也有狗在叫。然后最后就是看到有一个人就站在那个摇摇晃晃的那个板子上。当我们发现了，我们叫我们弟兄赶快往那个方向去救援。我们的水陆两用车靠近他们，然后就赶快就是抛救生绳抛过去，然后我们就是赶快把他带上来，带上车。他是很感激说他已经站在那边站了一个小时了，就觉得说他得到很好的那种救援了，这样他很高兴的样子。
To close, we thank the rescue team, the creator of the amphibious vehicle that the team once used, and all those who helped test and improve its design. Also, our deep appreciation goes to the rescue team for quickly aiding the people of Formosa or Taiwan when there are floods, typhoons, and similar natural disasters. May you continue your fine service to the communities on the island with all success.Creative viewers, thank you for watching today's Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May heaven's abundant love forever enrich our magnificent planet and all its inhabitants.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.